Weyburn. The Weyburn Comp Eagles improved their record to 4-1 with a victory on the road in Moose Jaw on Saturday, where they played the 2-2 Peacock Tornadoes. The Eagles came out strong and fast, driving 73 yards on 8 plays, finishing with a 1-yard run by Connor Kerr for the opening score. Chayton Fornwald and Isaiah Sanderson contributed big plays to the drive. Defenses took over for the rest of the first quarter, but after a turnover to start the second quarter, the Eagles started their drive on the Tornado 24. 3 plays later, Kerr connected with Isaiah Sanderson for a catch and run to open up a 14-0 lead. Just before the half, the Tornadoes put together a strong drive with the aid of a few penalties to score their first touchdown, missing the extra point to make the score 14-6 at the half. The second half saw the defense force a safety by the Tornado offense to make the score 16-6 early after the break. Again, the defenses ruled the rest of the quarter. To start the fourth quarter, the Eagles relied on Owen Istis and Carter Bell on the ground to push the ball all the way down to the Tornado 5-yard line. The Eagles fooled the Peacock defense with a quick throw to Nolan Uren to cap off a 63-yard drive and extend the lead to 23-6, which ended up as the final score and an Eagle win. The Eagles will look back and see that it could have been more, with 2 drives being stopped inside the Tornado 5-yard line, with the Eagles coming away with nothing. In the second game in Moose Jaw, the tilt between 3-1 Central and 5-0 Yorkton did not disappoint. Central took on the undefeated Raiders and held on for the eventual 24-13 win. The significance of this win is that it creates a 3-way tie for first place in the league between Yorkton, MJ Central and Weyburn, with 1 week left in the season. The Eagles will host the Vanier Vikings on Saturday, October 15 at 3:30 p.m., with a chance to win their way into first place and home field advantage for the duration of the playoffs. Saturday's game versus the Vikings will also be the Eagles' senior game, honoring the graduates at halftime for their commitment to the Eagles program.